So, all I can tell you about life is never give up. Just like when you buy a house or something, it's location, location, location. And when it comes to health, water, 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 sleep, sleep, sleep. No sugar, no sugar, no sugar. And so the same is true with life. Never give up, never give up, never give up. Keep fighting. I had a situation one time. It lasted like 2 or 3 years. It was a 3 year war battle where my ex, she tried to steal my house, right? She tried to steal my house. And so I took a third shift job because I had to be my own lawyer. And I said, you know what, I'm going to be my own lawyer. So I had to show up for 3 years at court every month, or sometimes more than that. And so they tried to wear me out, you know, for 3 years. Because the lawyer, she had a lawyer. They're there all the time. It don't mean nothing to them. They just show up in a courtroom in 5 minutes and they're already at a courthouse, you know. But when you go out of court, you have to... Anyway, she didn't win, I won. Long story short, never give up, never give up, never give up. That's the secret. Walk by faith, walk by faith, walk by faith. Because if you walk by faith, you won't give up. The people who give up are the people who do not walk by faith. And a friend of mine, he asked me, he said, how'd you make it through that? I said, what do you mean, how did I make it through that? By faith. So evidently he was observing during that whole process, and other people were observing, thinking I would crash and burn. But I wasn't going to crash and burn. So I got a third shift job doing maintenance work at a plastic pipe plant, 12-hour shifts. It was rough. Talk about rough. That was a hard job. I'm talking about a hard job. And I didn't know how to eat back then. We didn't have the cell phones information like we do now, you know. And so I just kept going one day at a time. And eventually it was over. It was done. And it's like, okay. I'll never forget that day. I was cross-examined her. I said, those kids are from another marriage. You have a full-time job. We're divorced. You're remarried. You've already remarried. What makes you think you deserve anything from me? Because it didn't last long. Because I had to kick her out for her insanity. I said, what makes you think that you deserve anything from me? As a cross examination, I laid it out. And the judge was listening, the lawyers were listening, the people behind me were listening, and the court attendant, the lady typing, was listening. Did I say guards? The guard was listening. And she said, because you have two jobs. How did she know I had two jobs? Because I've worked two jobs my whole life. But she didn't know I had two jobs. Unless somebody did the investigation or something. I was probably doing that, and I was probably delivering pizza or something part-time. I can't remember what else I was doing at that time. Because you had two jobs, and the judge rolled her eyes, the guard rolled his eyes, and they realized what was going on. She thought she deserved money because I had two jobs. And she thought she had her a cash cow, right? Never give up, never give up, never give up. Walk by faith, walk by faith, walk by faith. You talk about a con artist, a psychopath, a sociopath, master manipulator. That's the best word, master manipulator. You talk about master manipulators. They're out there. I don't let them in anymore. Somebody told me, said, why do you have so many boundaries? Why not? Keeps me safe. What are you talking about? Why not? The Bible talks about boundaries. Life is about boundaries. You have to have boundaries with yourself. Not just other people. Boundaries on the job, boundaries in the home, boundaries in church, boundaries in society, boundaries on the highway. I'm going down the highway. There's lanes for a reason. There's boundaries for a reason, to keep order and to keep you safe. But I knew once I got that chaos out of my house, everything would calm down, and that's what happened. See, as long as a narcissistic, psychopath, sociopath, master manipulator is inside your house, the Bible says, in order to bring down the strong man, they have to cross your threshold. But once they're out of your threshold, they have no power. They only live to destroy, steal, kill, and destroy. And they are the, I don't know what happened after that, but I know one thing. Most of these kind of people never change. They go and create chaos in other places. These are chaotic individuals. They will never change. They create chaos because that's how they survive in chaos. Their mind is chaos, so they want everybody else in chaos. You that have peace like a river, you have peace like a river. They don't want you to have peace. They're chaotic. They don't like order. They don't like boundaries. They don't like peace. They don't like your prosperity. They're jealous of your spiritual gifts, your physical gifts, abilities. I've had people, two women in my life that I was talking to, and I had to shut it down. But I had two women in my life I was talking to, both of them. They said, how did you learn how to do all this stuff? Talking about electrical, plumbing, heating, air, carpentry, painting, everything, you know, fixing anything. I said, what do you mean, how did I learn to do it? It just had to be done. I had to learn it. What are you talking about? It's just natural gift. And I took those comments and I put some other comments, and it's like, you add it all together. And deep down, there's people that are jealous of your gifts. I was in shock. When I really thought about it, I put a lot of time. There's people who are jealous of your intelligence or your gifts. If you can do electrical work, plumbing work, there's people that are jealous of that. Instead of them learning it on their own, they're jealous. And they don't like it. They don't like the fact that you're intelligent. They hate it because they could do it. But they don't want to put the effort in and the work. Anybody can learn anything, but they don't want to put the effort in. They want you to do it for them. Laziness. When I got born in this place, I was born in a redneck situation. I didn't know my left hand from the right hand. I didn't know the New Testament from the old. I didn't know up or down. I didn't know nothing. But when God saved me, I was motivated to find out what this place is about. I was wanting to know the truth. But most people don't want to know the truth. They're just lovers of pleasure and pleasers of men, so they don't care about truth. And when you start to seek truth and rightly divide the truth will cut you and turn you and make you be introspective and look at the inner man. But these people will never be introspective. They cannot look at themselves. This is the whole point of pretty much all my videos, is you got to look at yourself and look at your heart, because it's your heart. It's not anybody else's heart. It's your heart. God is looking at your heart. God is looking at your mind and your responses. It doesn't matter what they're doing. And most of the people around you that you're rubbing shoulders with are evil, pure evil. They're looking for an open door. They're trying to get in, just like a salesman. They're trying to get in and steal, kill, and destroy. And I know what I'm talking about because I lived it long enough and around enough situations. Matter of fact, I came out of the house yesterday, and a neighbor who lives in a halfway house, he says, can I ask you a question? And I already knew he's a manipulator and a con artist and a
whatever. Probably a drug head. He don't have a job, I don't think. He said, can I ask you a question? I said, yeah. I was working in my yard, right? He said, you still got a rental? I said, yeah, I got one that'll be ready in about 2 months. He said, can I go ahead and move in while you're working on it? I said, no. It's dangerous. I didn't even say I'd rent it to him. First, you got to have proof of income. You got to have proof of income. Come on now. Why would I rent to somebody who don't have any income? who's younger than me, healthier than me, and they don't have any income? And FedEx is hiring right now all the time. I get messages on my phone every day. FedEx is hiring right now. Every day. They have a high turnover, evidently. And you don't think I got a boundary up with people like that? You don't think I know these people a mile away? I know what they're going to say before they say it. Because I've dealt with them. I was married to this kind. She was a master manipulator. The other one was a narcissist. I was probably narcissistic back then too, the first time. I think I was. Thank God he changed my whole worldview about certain things. Praise God. Hallelujah. Those people don't even, I wouldn't even know them and they wouldn't know me. Because most people don't change. Most people don't get better. Most people aren't introspective. Most people don't grow. Most people don't develop. They just, all they want to do is eat and sleep and make babies. They have no goals. They have no dreams. They have no hobbies. They have no skills. They're just like a, no wonder the elite call them useless eaters, because that's all they are. They have nothing in there. They talk a big talk. When you meet them, yeah, let's do this. We're going to do this. Yeah. But they don't follow through. They never follow through. Because why? Because they don't want to sacrifice. They can never follow through because they don't believe in sacrifice. They want somebody to do it for them. That's why they want to yoke up with you and vampire off of you. That's why when you go to any church, if you were to join a church, only about 10, maybe 2%, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. They used to say 20%, but I think at the most 10%. So there's all these members and only 10% do the work. That's true on a job. That's true in life, in families. They're always trying to manipulate. When you hear people who's arguing about who's going to wash dishes, it's like, these are a bunch of children. I just washed dishes yesterday. Why didn't you? You left a bowl in it. If somebody left a bowl in there, wash it. Don't take you but 2 seconds. Why? If you're married and you're arguing about who's washing dishes, you're like a little child. You're a little kid. You're a little childish. Who's going to mow the yard? Who's going to take the trash out? It's teamwork, people. The whole body fitly framed together. Each member has different gifts. If somebody's working two jobs, whoever's not better be washing dishes. Whoever's working outside sweating blood, sweat, and tears, the other one better be cleaning the house. Somebody might say, well, I sit in the office all day. I'm tired. Even sitting in the office, I'm more tired. Exactly. That's why you need to get up early and do some exercise before you go to work or right after or during lunch. Walk around the block. You'll feel better. Cut back sugar. My point is, what's my point? You're in a society of selfish, manipulative, greedy, psychopathic people. And you better keep boundaries, and you better walk by faith when you get under attack. And if you don't walk by faith, you ain't gonna make it. And think about it. That's what they're hoping, that they destroy you.
The reason they want to destroy you is to make, see, look. They destroyed themselves. It was them all along. No, you don't really care who's to blame. You just want peace. You don't care if they, you don't care what they say, what they, where they go, what they do. You just want peace. But they want you to be destroyed so they can tell their other flying monkeys, see, it was his fault. It was their fault. Because they are people pleasers. They never want to look at themselves. They want you to destroy yourself so they can tell their own self, themselves, that they're not that bad. Because they compare themselves with one another instead of comparing themselves with Jesus, God, His Word, Proverbs, Psalms, Deuteronomy, whatever. They will never crack open Deuteronomy or Leviticus, ever. Ever. Because they don't want to see how sinful they really are. That's what it comes to.
Can I get for you?
Why I'm on a rant today, I don't know. All I want to do is tell you that you got to just keep, maybe somebody needs to hear this. You got to keep walking by faith. Don't give up. Set a plan. Get the people out of your life who are destroying your peace. Get them out of your life. One way or the other. Either walk away or put the boundaries up if you can. Whatever you need to do, get them out of your life. If they're taking away your peace, get rid of them. Put the boundaries up. Leave if you have to, because once you get into peace, and don't ever go back to a situation where you that drama is there. Don't ever do it. Learn. Look, once it happens once, the universe tries to bring it back into repeat. Once you get yoked up with a narcissist or a Jezebel or something, the universe will try to, the devil only knows cycles, right? So the devil will try to send a new one. It might be a narcissist, an overt narcissist, but you didn't know what a narcissist was. So the next time, the devil's going to send a covert narcissist who pretends to be something they're not. But it was all covert. But know this, the cycles try to repeat and learn from it. Make a note, mental note, write it down, whatever you need to do, because it will try to come back. This is a copy machine down here. And as you move from state to state to state, you become a new creature. You should be a new creature every 2 months. You should be renewing your mind enough. Every 2 months, you're a new creature. And so in a year later or 2 years, you're a different person. They don't even know you anymore because you're not the same person. That's the secret, people.